take on that public service project.
Okay, we ready? Where are our members? I have a quorum.
The one you had were involved with the other day, right?
Five members.
Five members. Can you pass this down to Joellen, please? Joellen? Give that to Joellen, she'll get a kick out of that.
How come these are the wrong ones?
Thanks for the time you spent on it.
Ready to go? Are we hot?
Oh my God. Sure, yeah.
They're going to come out of the woodwork on this one.
But they need some help. I think you should give some.
Yeah, you. Thank you very much, Representative Calori.
Wait a minute, you can't start tonight. I just need Peter to go.
Channel 12 is here.
Actually, maybe you should.
Bombs idea? Reconsider?
Over here.
Okay, can I start now?
I think it's reconsider, tell you the truth.
Can I start now? Where's Representative Bauman? Representative Bauman?
How do you know?
I want you to, I think they might want a brief explanation of 721.
That's true. I
don't know.
I just wanted to ask.
Okay, where do we, let's, are we up?
I'm serious.
Okay. June 2nd, 1989, Full House Judiciary Committee will come to order. Our agenda today includes Senate Bill 292, House Bill 2995, Senate Bill 861, Senate Bill 767, House Bill 3501, Senate Bill 404, Senate Bill 275, Senate Bill 479, House Bill 2741. At a prior time, Senate Bill 721 was on the agenda. However, we have a request to move it off for a while. Representative Bauman, can you speak to that just for a moment to clarify where we are on that?
A couple of problems came to my attention this morning, and I think we need to move it out and look at them, and it'll be back.
Okay, any objection?
I want to find out what problems we're talking about.
What was that motion? Move it out or back?
Back.
Either one. It wasn't a motion at all. It was an explanation of the agenda.
Now, do we just need to let it to leave it live? Or
do you refer it back
it
to committee?
It needs to come off of the agenda. Understood.
No. I want to ask a couple of questions.
Representative,
I'd like to ask something too. I mean, I think the bill's properly before the full Judiciary Committee because of action of the subcommittee. I understand there was a problem with the way LC drafted the amendments that were adopted in a committee. And I don't know if that's the problem that Representative Allen is speaking to.
Well, Representative Minnis, you and I discussed it thoroughly, I thought, on the floor, and I would rather not spend the full committee's time in a full discussion of the bill, but I do think that rather than moving to amend a bill in full committee, which we have so far not done, I would like to take it back to subcommittee and look at it again.
Madam Chair.
And we have spoken to this issue several times. I have spoken to the issue several times in this committee, and there has not been a time when I have said that something would happen when it hasn't happened.
Mr. Chairman, I guess my argument is this. The amendments that were made in subcommittee were drafted in error by LC. And people who sat on the subcommittee and recall the motion, including myself, the motion made by Representative Mannix regarding the specific section of the amendment is very clear. And sending it back to the subcommittee to fix something that isn't broke doesn't make any sense to me.
Now, as I understand Representative Bauman and as I understand the particular situation right now, no action, actual formal action is necessary.
Take it off.
I guess I have a question for you. Since the bill was sent to the full committee by an affirmative vote of the entire subcommittee, I wonder whether or not just simply disregarding the fact that it's here is sufficient to send it back to the subcommittee.
Representative Calori.
I'm confused. Are we sending it back to the subcommittee?
we're allowing technical amendments to the amendments to be redrafted, basically.
That's correct. I suppose we could, I mean, I suppose the other thing that we could do is vote and have a reconsideration. I'd rather not do that.
Well, there could be a motion to send it back. The chair is not going to move the bill. I don't think Representative Bauman's going to move the bill. It is on the agenda with the proper notice, but we are not going to, you know, and the members of this committee are certainly free to do whatever they wish to do in their own particular wisdom.
Could we get a bit of clarification from the chair of the civil subcommittee?
Bauman,
as clear as I am on anything, Representative Minister.
Well, I guess for the record, I want to know whether or not you have a specific intention of scheduling that bill within the recent, soon to come future, and it's your intent to bring it back to the full committee
next Tuesday.
That is my intention. I hope everything goes smoothly between now and next Tuesday, Representative Minister.
I'm sure it will.
Okay. Now, Representative Minutes.
Well, I just think that the move to take it back to subcommittee is completely unnecessary. I think the motions that were in subcommittee were adopted by the subcommittee were very clear. And I don't think there's a problem in terms of the process in the subcommittee. I think there's a process in terms of the way the LC draft amendments were brought. And I think, frankly, the bill in terms of procedure and the way it was adopted is ready to go to the floor and ready to be voted on. And I think it's unnecessary to have to go through this yo-yo.
Well, again, I this is not a fight I want to get in.
No, I didn't realize that.
But at this moment, the actual technical drafting amendments needs work, and what the committee and the chair are doing are not simply not moving the bill. So I just want is everybody clear on that?
Well, no. Now you just made it even less clear, because my understanding was that we were going to take it back to the subcommittee.
No, it's not going back to the subcommittee. It's merely not going to be moved on today.
It's not going back to subcommittee.
Yeah. Let me clarify that. This exercise, the whole exercise, Representative Minnis, and I appreciate the chair helping the subcommittee chair. The whole exercise was so that we would not have to move another bill back to the civil subcommittee. I asked to have the bill taken off the agenda so that we could have the opportunity to review amendments which had been brought to my attention, had been not drafted within the request. I had the bill removed from the agenda, my understanding, and the chair suggested just now that I give an explanation of why I had asked to have the bill removed from the agenda. It is my intention to bring this bill back to the civil subcommittee, where we'll have an opportunity to look at it in civil subcommittee and then have it back here once again for the full committee.
So now, do we need a motion then, or you're just going to reconsider it in civil subcommittee?
That's correct.
Okay, just to reconsider in civil subcommittee. Okay.
And it's going
and that will be Monday?
I don't know, Mr. Chair. Well, I will get notice out to all the members of the civil subcommittee as soon as we can work with our schedule.
Who sent it back?
We have meetings planned, I think, on Monday and on Tuesday. Monday.
Mr. Chairman,
Representative Manning.
Is the bill presently within the jurisdiction of the full committee or within the jurisdiction of the subcommittee?
No. Gentlemen, we've got to go on.
I don't understand
hung up on
how this
is. Is there a motion on this bill, or should we merely allow Representative Bauman to take it off the agenda and Representative Bauman to reconsider the vote by which it passed in her civil subcommittee, which would, in effect, would bring it back? Or we could bring it back for him.
Mr. Chairman.
No. Representative Mann.
I object to any attempt to have the committee reconsider the bill, the subcommittee reconsider the bill. I do not object if the chairman of the subcommittee wants to have the bill corrected in some technical aspect. And if that's what we're talking about, let's just confirm that and then move forward.
That's what she said, I thought.
Yeah.
We had the corrections that need to be made stated for the record.
Well, one thing we're going to do right now is we're going to place it at the end of the agenda. If you guys want to fight about this a little more, fine. But we are moving on now. Senate Bill 292, relating to corporations, Mr. Taylor, Representative Bauman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, Senate Bill 292A, you'd be looking at the dash two amendments, is basically a technical corrections for the Model Business Corporate Act passed in 1987. The bill would allow shareholders, among other things, to hold telephone conference meetings, allow foreign corporations who have not had the authority to who have had their authority to transact business in Oregon revoked to be reinstated retroactively to the date of revocation. It's basically a technical corrections bill.
I'm sorry, Reverend Mr. Taylor, I did not hear whether or not the bill was amended. I assume it was.
It was. Dash two amendments.
Dash two amendments. Representative Baum moves Senate Bill 292 to the full committee. The floor do pass as amended. If there's no further discussion, clerk call roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Baum?
Aye.
Bryan?
Aye.
Calhoun?
Aye.
Calori?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
Courtney?
Aye.
Edmondson?
Yes.
Mannix?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Menace?
Aye.
Chair
Heisey? Aye.
A little 2995.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. 2995 comes to you from the Civil Subcommittee. You're looking at the dash four amendments, and the dash four amendments are basically the bill. It's entirely different from the original bill. Article 2, Section 10 of the Oregon Constitution prohibits a person from holding more than one lucrative office at the same time. This has caused a problem for a lot of cities who would like to share municipal judges. To alleviate this problem and to help them economically, this measure would allow a city to contract with another city to have that city provide judicial services, or with a county in which the city is located to provide these services. The dash four amendments are the bill.
Forgotten stuff, Mr. Chair.
The Representative Bowen moved House Bill 2995 to the floor. Do pass as amended. Any further discussion? If not, clerk will call the roll.
Minnis?
Yes.
Miller?
Aye.
Mannix?
Aye.
Edmondson?
Yes.
Courtney?
Yes.
Clark?
Aye.
Calori?
Aye.
Calhoun?
Aye.
Bryan?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Bryan, Baum?
Yes.
Aye. Representative Baumann, what's your pleasure?
I'll carry the bill.
Baumann to carry. Senate Bill 861 relating to crime victims compensation.
Mr. Chair, committee
Zucker.
Members. Senate Bill 861 makes two additions to the crime victim compensation program. First of all, it makes the immediate family members of homicide victims eligible for counseling benefits. The bill also allows the Oregon Crime Victim Compensation Program to pay benefits to Oregon residents who were killed or injured in states which do not have a crime victim compensation program. Unanimous 7-0 vote from subcommittee, no amendments to the bill.
Move full House floor, do pass.
Representative Cordy moves Senate Bill 861 to the floor, do pass, unamended.
Unamended.
Unamended. Any further discussion? If not, clerk, call roll.
Calhoun?
Aye.
Calori?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Edmondson?
Yes.
Mannix?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Minnis?
Aye.
Baum?
Yes.
Baumann?
Aye.
Bryan?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye.
Crime and corrections.
Who would like to volunteer for that? Representative Mannix. Senate Bill 767 relating to marriage. Representative.
Learned counsel, let's try it again.
Mea culpa.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you will recall that this bill was originally heard before the full committee on the 19th of May. What this bill does is allow county clerks who currently issue marriage licenses to waive the 3-day waiting period that currently exists, and they have to follow the same criteria that exists for judges. The full committee sent this back to subcommittee for further consideration and then withdrew that sentiment, and it appears back in front of you at this time.
I move it to the floor with a due pass. Say nothing, Mr. Chair. Just get it going.
Oh. Representative Courtney would move Senate Bill 767, unamended, correct, to the floor, due pass.
The waiting period?
That's correct.
What's waiting?
Clause that goes into effect as of Rose Festival.
It goes to the Rose Festival bill for the sailors. Okay. Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Edmondson?
Yes.
Mannix?
No.
Miller?
Aye.
Baum?
Aye for the sailors.
Bowman?
Aye.
Brian?
Aye.
Calhoun?
Aye.
Aye for the
sailors. Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye.
Learning Council?
Minutes both aye.
Oh, yeah, don't forget.
Representative Edmondson to carry.
Representative Edmondson carry.
Unless Representative Miller would like to.
Representative Miller, is that one of yours?
He's in the marriage.
Really become kind of my special.
Yeah, go with him, because he's been doing all that.
I can ask him questions.
House Bill 3501, relating to wrongful death. Mr. Taylor, Representative Bowman.
That's not ours.
Came out of our committee.
It's Robinson.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, under present law, a wrongful death action is brought by the personal representative of a decedent estate for the benefit of a surviving spouse, children, parents, or other individuals who would be entitled to inherit. Any class of persons who is not specifically designated in statute is not entitled to recover. What this measure does is allow personal representatives of a decedent estate to bring an action for the benefit of a step-parent or legal guardian who may be entitled to compensation for loss of a stepchild or ward. Currently, this bill came about as a result of a situation or numerous situations where step-parents or legal guardians had primary responsibility for children for most of their lives, and upon their death, when they were still minors, the natural parent would be able to come in and collect under any inheritance or compensation. The bill is unamended.
Representative Courtney moves House Bill 3501 to full committee.
Do pass.
To the floor. Do pass unamended. Any further discussion? If not, clerk call roll.
Representatives Brian?
Aye.
Calhoun?
Aye.
Calori?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Edmondson?
Yes.
Manning?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Minnis?
Aye.
Baum?
Yes.
Bowman?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye.
Mr. Chair? Yes. Go ahead. Do what you're going to do now. Go ahead.
Who wants to carry it?
It's not me.
Representative Van Leeuwen to carry.
Representative Van Leeuwen to carry.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 404 back to Family Justice.
Representative Courtney moves Senate Bill 404 back to the Family Justice. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Clark would like to make a brief
Representative
statement.
Clark will now do his own.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what we did.
We're on record. Yeah.
No.
People are in
best
the audience.
Best left, go ahead.
No. The bill, as it came to us, would prohibit expunction of convictions of certain felony and misdemeanor sex offenses involving child abuse. We amended the bill to repeal the expunction statutes altogether. The feeling of the committee was that expunction statutes don't make a whole lot of sense because they sort of pretend that something never happened that in fact did happen, particularly given the Action Sentencing Guidelines Board to remove the 6-year conviction-free period in sentencing guidelines. I was contacted by some people who were very upset about this and asked for an opportunity to make their case, as it were, in front of the subcommittee. I'm not personally much of a mind to change my mind, but I told them that I would not object to a move back to Family Justice for them to make attempt to make their case. So I'm not going to object. I'm not going to object.
Any other objections?
Yeah, I object.
I object.
I think it's nonsense.
Voted out.
Well, this, why don't we need a little more, I think we need a little more discussion. This bill, Representative Manning?
My question is, would anyone have failed to have had notice that you were intending to do this?
Yes.
It was a surprise?
It was not a surprise. It wasn't like a planned surprise. It was germane. No, Mr. Chair, it was germane. It was done in good faith, but no one had noticed that we were going to do it.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Filari.
There was plenty of notice that we were going to be working this bill. The outcome may have been a slight surprise.
This is somewhat like some other bills that were there. We caught some people by surprise. It wasn't malicious or vindictive or anything like that. It just sort of happened.
You sound like one of my defendants, Representative Courtney.
I know.
Do you want
to know?
Representative Mann?
I have a question for Representative Clark. I mean, who was the contact? He's got such a tremendous objection to the bill.
I talked to three criminal defense lawyers, I talked to a representative from the governor's office, and I talked to some people who do youth work.
The governor's office?
Yes.
They would have been aware.
Well, I'm simply stating what happened. And there are legitimate arguments for expunction. I don't agree with them, but there are some. The committee did not hear them. It makes sense to me to hear both sides of the issue before we move on the bill.
Representative Mannix.
If this was a House bill, I'd be a little more concerned, but since it is a Senate bill, I think that And since it had already been through a full hearing process and workover process on the Senate, and apparently the issue had not arisen in that format, I can understand why someone might want to be heard, and I support re-referral.
Let me also lay it out in clearer terms. This would be, there would be no concurrence on this bill.
In Commerce Committee.
And it would be in Conference Committee. And the other forces that be would rather have no bill than the present form of the bill. This is a huge change. And so we can.
I can assure you, you're going to see this bill back. It'll come back.
It's a good bill.
Well, not just as it is. It probably has a few more things, but just so everybody knows. Mr. Chair, I don't want to surprise you, but, you know.
Is there any further discussion on this motion to send it back? I think people will use it. Unless people want to withdraw their objections.
I'll withdraw. I have no objection.
Okay. Anybody else want to withdraw their objection?
We can state mine for the record. We don't need to go.
Okay. Objection. So noted, it goes.
I do.
Okay. Now, anybody else object?
Yeah, I have objected.
Silence and consent.
No, I objected at the time.
Three objections. So, all right, okay. Senate Bill 275 relating to evidence. Out of Robinson.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 275A. Is a bill that was similar to this committee passed, which was House Bill 2367. What both of these bills do is create new exceptions to the hearsay rule for child victims of sex abuse under the age of 10. The Senate version had, I think, seven differences from the House bill. The committee retained five of those provisions that were in the Senate bill and then amended in three major provisions contained in the House bill, which were statements made to psychotherapists would get the same treatment as statements made to physicians, change the language from prosecuting witness to child victim to clarify that juvenile court proceedings would be covered, and also would added in provisions that would allow the court to consider the child's fear or trauma in determining whether or not the child would be unavailable.
Representative Courtney moves Senate Bill 275 to the floor. Do pass as amended. Any further discussion? If not, clerk call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Bauman?
Yes.
Bryan?
Aye.
Calhoun?
No.
Calori?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Edmondson?
Yes.
Mannix?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Minnis?
Aye.
Chair Meissen?
Aye. Representative Courtney, what's your pleasure?
Representative Calori to carry.
Calori to carry. Senate Bill 479 relating to Abuse Prevention Act. Courtney?
Learning Council.
Chair, members of the committee, what Senate Bill 479 with the A5 amendments does is amend the Abuse Prevention Act to allow a court to order that a peace officer accompany a party who has left a residence to go back to that residence and pick up certain specified personal items which must be so designated on the court order. There was some amendments made in committee that would clarify that the role of the police officer is not to achieve entry but solely to provide standby services, and also gives the police discretion at the time of the removal to temporarily interrupt it if the problems arise. In addition, the amendments clarify that nothing in the bill affects the police officer's current duty to arrest if appropriate. There are A5 amendments.
Representative Courtney moves Senate Bill 479 to the floor. Do pass as amended. Any further discussion? If not, clerk call roll.
Representative Baumann?
Aye.
Bryan?
Aye.
Calhoun?
Aye.
Calori?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Edmondson?
Yes.
Mannix?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Minnis?
Aye.
Baum?
Yes.
Chair Meissen?
Aye. Representative Minnis to carry.
It's only appropriate that a police officer.
House Bill 2741 relating to tobacco use by minors. Representative Courtney.
Excellent bill.
Learning Council, this is another bill that you might find interesting, Learning Council. Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, currently under Oregon law, it's a Class A misdemeanor to knowingly sell or cause to be sold tobacco in any form to a minor or would define as a person under the age of 18. However, it is not currently unlawful for a minor to possess that tobacco. House Bill 2741 makes it a violation for a person under the age of 18 to be in possession of any tobacco product. It establishes maximum penalties of a $100 fine or 48 hours of community service, and in addition extends the standard juvenile court procedures to the violators in this under the situation in, that would be cited to court for this violation.
I move House Bill 2741 is amended to the floor of the due pass recommendation.
Representative Courtney moves House Bill 2741 to the floor of the due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Representative Clark.
Just a short explanation to members who were not on the subcommittee. Tobacco includes chewing tobacco. It includes all sorts of stuff.
Snuff.
I think the bill originally... I have serious concerns about the origin of the bill whether it was a...
Snuff.
Whether people were serious or not.
Just a pinch.
There are a lot of things out there that are dangerous that we don't outlaw, like mountain climbing, which is dangerous for kids, all sorts of things. This is an awful lot of government. I guess I just want to encourage people to take a good, hard look at what this bill does before you vote for it.
Let me, if I might, make a comment here. Yesterday I was taken to lunch by the father of one of my interns, who's a very, very, very active member of the Oregon Medical Association, Dr. Hazel. And Dr. Hazel has a peculiar perspective on cigarettes, since he only has half of his neck left from being a two-pack-a-day man. And his comment to me yesterday was that the real criminals here were not the kids that had the cigarettes. The real criminals were the people that were selling the kids the cigarettes. And indeed, it's already a crime to sell these cigarettes to children. I'm a little distraught, and I'm just torn on this bill because I do not think children should be encouraged to smoke, and I see the pressures on adolescents to smoke. So, but I'm a little distraught on this one. I don't know, Representative Manning.
I have to join you with that commentary. Now, if we wanted to start addressing issues such as revocation of driver's license for being in possession of tobacco, the way we did with alcohol, if we took that kind of approach, that might be something that would be worth considering. But we've been talking what to criminalize and what to decriminalize, and there's a mighty fight to recriminalize possession of small amounts of marijuana, and now we're talking...
It hasn't been done yet.
Well, on the House side. I'm just talking in terms of the...
I understand.
The more democratic body. That was just a joke, folks.
Small.
Anyway, Mr. Chairman, I support your concerns.
Representative Edmondson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to assure the committee that as a major proponent of this bill, I'm deadly serious about it, and that there is nothing funny about tobacco use by minors, that the statistics show that 80% or more of all people who start smoking as teenagers never stop. And we can laugh about and tittle about the marijuana bill, but this has nothing to do with it. The bill does not make kids criminals. It does not require that they be sanctioned. It does allow school officials to take the cigarettes away. It does not. It means that school board members don't feel they have to have a smoking area in a high school. It means that little kids aren't sticking poison in their lips, and that people aren't losing their parents to this sort of thing. And I really feel that the lightness that this has been given by some people is entirely inappropriate. It's a good bill, and it should pass.
Mr. Chairman?
I hope everyone is aware that we are dealing with amendments to this bill, so that when you look at the face of the bill, you're looking at one thing, but the amendments are also should be before you. The committee worked hard on the bill to try to deal with some of the concerns that Representative Clark raised, as well as what the chair, Representative Mannix, raised. And we did treat it very seriously. And we heard testimony, for example, from the student body, the president of the sophomore class, North Eugene High School, although she is related to Representative Edmondson. The point is, she made it very clear their concern in these schools, the total cavalier attitude regarding smoking in our high schools and among young people. And we've heard quite a bit of testimony as what nicotine does to you. It is considered often the gateway drug, the gateway type of thing in terms of all everything else that follows from it. So I don't know what's so horrendously wrong or bad or outrageous about this piece of legislation. Chair?
Well, I'm really wrestling with this one. Representative Minnis.
Well,
There's Representative Mannix who is asking to be recognized.
Oh, I'm sorry, Representative Mannix.
Thank you. First of all, I don't think any of us are taking this lightly, and my reference to marijuana was not meant to be light either. I voted for that provision, and I take that very seriously. I do appreciate Representative Courtney's comments, which address the issue more directly, which is what kind of sanctions are we talking about when we want to make something against the law, and that deals more directly with the concerns which I have, and I appreciate that because looking at the limitation of 48 hours of community service and $100 fine makes me a little bit more comfortable to recognize that you have put a limitation on the sanctions. It's somewhat appropriate. That's what I was getting at when I talked about driver's licenses, because we do have a law that says if you're a minor in possession, you can have your driver's license suspended. And as Representative Calori knows, he and I have dealt with some of the consequences of that in terms of the insurance fees that people face. But I take it then that the committee worked over the alternative sanctions that might be available and came up with something that they felt was most appropriate for that. Yeah. I appreciate them bringing that out.
Literally down to the number of hours of community service. We even, if I may, if I'm not mistaken, committee members, and please help me if I'm misstating something.
Well, I was just going to say that we not only did that in and of itself, but attempted, at least verbally, to try to place it relative to other sanctions of other crimes. So we didn't have, for instance, more of a fine.